time to get our view from the north. Though technically, it's east and south, but either way. He's live on the scene in Sin City, prepping with the Ducks for the Vegas Bowl. I'd give you the name of the company he works for, but I'm confused. I'll try NBC Sports Northwest. He does TV, he writes, he podcasts, he joins us, he's on Twitter. Aaron Fentress joins us. Mr. Fentress, how are things?
You know what I did last night in Sin City?
What?
My comrade Ashley Young and I went to see a Denzel Washington movie. We got wild.
You're losing your mind. Yeah, I know you're a party animal. Going.
Reese's and Sour Patch Watermelon.
Yeah, by the way, where are you? I can hardly hear you. You're really low. Are you at the $5 table?
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
All right, sorry about that.
That's all right. We forgive you this time. Plus, I can't get to you. You're in Vegas.
We're just leaving availability, so.
All right. So I'm on your website, and I'm reading iHeartRadio, Rip City, NBC Sports, Xfinity. Who are you working for these days?
The Sopranos.
Yeah. No, it's very confusing. What's going on with you guys? It's like a major incorporation of some kind.
Yeah, so NBC Sports Northwest and iHeartRadio are going to do a merger, and we're going to simulcast the shows on 620 on our TV station. We're building a brand new studio, which is going to be pretty impressive when it's done. I've seen the mock-ups of it, and it looks pretty awesome. And so they're a morning show that features Dan Sheldon and Nigel Burton. And then their drive time show, 3 to 6, is Chad Dewings and Travis DeMers. And then myself and Dwight James are going to have a show from 12 to 3.
That's what I wanted to get to. So you two guys, a regular radio gig. You told me last week over a coaching change you couldn't sleep. When the hell are you going to find time now?
I don't know, man. There's lots of massive changes. I don't think my Oregon coverage duties are going to be the same. I'm still going to cover them, but I'm not going to have the same exact responsibilities in terms of going down there every week and things like that. But, yeah, I'm going to be changing things up a little bit. It'll be interesting.
It should be fun. By the way, nice call on the hiring of a new coach, because when we talked to you Thursday, when we wrapped, you said, no, expect this by the weekend. Then we hung up. Alex and I looked at each other and were like, wait, it's Thursday. That means tomorrow.
Right.
So, nice call there. Well done. So I guess the move to bump Cristobal rather than bring in a new guy who's got maybe more experience. What was your read on the hire?
Well, once I started hearing that Wilcox was not even going to be interviewed, and at first I was told he didn't want to do the Cal with Taggart, I just did the Oregon. But then I did hear from someone else that he was very much interested and would have taken the job had Oregon approached him for an interview. And, you know, you hear different things. Who knows? But once I heard that Wilcox was out of it, I kind of felt that Cristobal would be the guy, because in my rankings I had at Wilcox, Cristobal, Sumlin, and I just knew Rob Bones was following my ranking. So, you know, it had to be Cristobal next, right?
Right.
No, but I was hearing from some people late Thursday night that Sumlin was very much in the mix. Now, Mullen said that they decided early on Cristobal, and that might have been the case, and then they just went ahead and talked to other people after Cristobal. I'm not positive on that. He wouldn't go into detail, and you know, I wouldn't expect him to in terms of the blow-by-blow of the search. But late Thursday night I was hearing it was going to be someone, and then really early Friday morning I got tipped off that it was going to be Cristobal, and then followed up on with another source who said, yes, it's going to be Cristobal, and that's when I posted my article at 8 in the morning, half asleep.
At least you hit the right send button. Now, I know last time we talked, you were talking about you still had the lines of communication with Willie Taggart open, because it seemed like some of what he said was like, yeah, it turns out that's not really true. Have you just moved on, or has there been any closure there?
We talked about it. He insists that he was saying he hadn't had any contact, and that when FSU did contact his agent, they didn't contact with an offer. But contact is contact. And we kind of went back and forth with a little bit. I'm like, come on, coach. He's like, hey, man, that's what happened. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But, no, you know, it's one, I mean, you know, I look at it like this. Something like that is bound to be messy. You know what I mean? There's
sure.
almost no way. And you know, whatever his agents tell him to do, he's going to do to try and maximize his leverage and his situation. And last on the totem pole is the media and, you know, a press conference where he's being asked questions he doesn't want to be asked. He can't control the questions, you know, but he has to show up for the press conference. So, you know, should he have handled it better? Probably. You know, could he have handled it better? Probably. But at the end of the day, you know, he had to do what was best for him, and what was best for him was leaving. Obviously, the more important issue was, you know, was he honest with players? There's been some discrepancy as to what he told players versus what they're saying he told them. Sometimes kids hear what they want to hear, as we all know who've raised kids. So, you know, hopefully he's met, you know, mended those fences there. And everyone's moving forward. I think the team is fine. I think they moved on with Mario, and I think that he's obviously doing his thing down in Florida.
Talking with Aaron Fentress of, I don't know, Aaron Fentress Enterprises.
And NBC Sports Northwest / iHeartRadio /
Rip City Radio?
Rip City Radio.
Man, I'd hate to have to be the guy to make up your business cards. So now that you can predict the future, I'm sending you a list of 10 possible mutual funds for my 401k. But as far as Duck football, so Royce Freeman says he's not going to play. Now, you know as
right.
well as I do, there are going to be some Duck fans who are going to talk about loyalty and why not. And I'm like, it's the Vegas Bowl. This guy's got a bright future. Is this much of a big deal at this point?
No. I mean, I can see where fans are disappointed. You want to see him play, obviously, because you love Royce Freeman. Who doesn't,
right? That's a stud.
And you want to see the team win. They haven't won a bowl game in 3 years. So it's disappointing, I think. And Mario Cristobal expressed today that, yeah, he'd rather see him play. He'd rather see guys play and not sit out. But at the same time, he understood Royce's decision, and he supports Royce and knows that he's making what he feels is the best decision for him. And for all practical reasons, it's the best decision for him. When this game is over, like, let's say you went out there and rushed for 120 yards, 2 touchdowns, they won the game. Yay. People are going to forget about the Vegas Bowl in like 15 minutes.
Right.
Do people remember or care that Oregon beat Texas in the Alamo Bowl three years ago? Does anyone care?
No, sketchy details at best.
Well, you know how I know no one cared? Because I was at that game, and there were like 15 Duck fans there. literally. I'm not even exaggerating. 15 Duck fans. So for me to believe that Royce Freeman should sacrifice his body and potentially money, millions maybe, by, you know, possibly getting hurt in this game to satisfy some fans that he's given 950 carries to, I just don't buy for a second. He's got to make this decision. It's the wise one, and good for him.
Yeah, and I know Crosby is going LeBron tomorrow with his decision.
Yeah,
so.
I know. But the most mild-mannered, quiet guy is going to do his thing, you know, in a more sort of out there kind of manner. I have a feeling he's not going to play. I can't, like, why would you say I'm going to announce things
on
Friday at 11 o'clock if that announcement is I'm not going to play? You would just, you know, have had Cristobal say, oh, yeah, he's playing today. So my hunch is he's not going to play. And another good decision. He's going to be a first-round pick. You know, Freeman could go second, third, or fourth, where most of the projections are. Crosby's probably going to be a first-round pick. You know, come April. I mean, come after the bowl game, both are going to have money because they're going to get endorsement deals. You know, just they can get $100,000 just in sports cards signing contracts, you know.
Nice.
Or signing sports cards and making money. So there's things bigger and better than Oregon football for these two, so they should take care of their bodies.
You know, one of the interesting aspects of the Cristobal hiring is 70 guys voiced their support. That's nice
right.
to see that unity, but how much a role do you think that played in, I guess, Rob Mullen's decision? And maybe what does that say about the future of Jim Leavitt at Oregon?
You know, I don't believe that Rob was sitting there going, Wilcox, Cristobal, Sumlin. Oh, the players want Cristobal? Oh, okay, we'll go with Cristobal. Like, I don't think that's how it works. That would be foolish. You can't make a coaching decision based on what the kids in the program want now. Because if you go back, you know, last year, and you'd have polled the team, do you want to see Helfrich come to get fired? I'm sure most of the team would have said no, right? And they didn't ask them their opinion, and I don't think they really cared necessarily about the opinion this time around. But I do think that it probably made Rob feel better about the decision to hire Cristobal. You know, the players want him. I think it definitely means a lot to the players because they got a guy they want. And it puts a little bit of pressure on the players and Cristobal to deliver, you know. I asked several players about that. You know, do you guys feel some pressure about having to deliver in this game to show that your support meant something, that you're going to go out and play for this guy and be the team that you should be. And they all said, yeah, you know, we vouched for this guy. We petitioned for this guy. We got to go out there and play for him.
Yeah, we'll find out. It's one game. But more importantly than all this, you're in Vegas. You told me you went to the movies. I'm assuming Rob Mosley is going to the hockey game tonight because his Penguins are in town.
Oh, that's right. Yes, he probably is.
So are you going to play roulette? You're going to go see a show? Tell me you've got something better up your sleeve than a movie.
I kind of want to go see Mariah tonight.
Oh, really? Wow.
I was thinking about ponying up $100 to go see Mariah. I don't know yet. I'm thinking. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to do something Vegas-y. I mean, just for those of us who can't make it.
Go see a star.
Yeah, talk about a spectacle in Vegas and a diva, man. I'm not really that big a fan, but that would be something to behold. All right, I feel better about you, Fentress. I feel better about you.
All right, thank you. All right. Well, yeah. I haven't done it yet. I could end up, you know, watching Netflix in my room.
Good stuff as always, man. Listen, I'd say enjoy Vegas. It seems like a lock. So travel safe and look forward to catching up next week.
All right, take care.
Take it easy.